This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock and co-host Kevin Bowersock. Today's show is brought to you by West Escondido, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian and Kevin at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your Auto Talk host, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock. My co-host, Mr. Kevin Bowersock, is missing today, but we know where he is, so he's safe.
He's not MIA.
He needs to check in on Facebook is safe.
Something like that, yeah.
Isn't that a thing?
Yeah, uh-huh. It is. Well, that's for specifically emergencies, like, you know, the people.
Well, if you're missing from Auto Talk Radio, it's an emergency, my friend.
That's true.
Let's be honest with each other. Anyway, no, Kevin's visiting mom. So we all went last week. It was her 79th birthday. So happy birthday to mom again. They're probably listening. So, yeah, all good. We had a good time. Got to see my brothers and everybody together, you know, and you just got to celebrate those things in life with mom, you know, all good. So this morning, welcome to Auto Talk Radio. I appreciate you joining me. You can give me a call at 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. We're going to talk about all kinds of things, but I did today's show kind of talking about how the auto industry has a career for everyone. So there's a lot of folks out there in that may not consider different positions. And I'm going to run through some of these and stuff. If you, there's a lot of jobs out there in the automotive industry that's available for all kinds of people and all kinds of things, not just as technicians, but, several other positions as far as that goes, all the way up into parts distribution and things like that. And I'm going to just kind of run through that. You know, if you got a young person, in your family that's looking for a career path and they, something that, you know, is rewarding and they get to move around a bit and do different things. There's a lot of different career paths in the automotive field. They're always trying to, fill with, smart, young folks, you know, and, sometimes, another reason I talk about this is, you know, there's a lot of folks I work with that have been to college and have four-year degrees, et cetera, that work in the automotive field. And there's other ones that haven't. So depending on your path or where you want to go, there's a lot of options. So, and a lot of good jobs and a lot of well-paying jobs. So we're going to talk about that and multiple different things. But, of course, this morning, happy to talk to you about anything automotive related. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. There's a couple other things going on. If you also have any, comments or questions about our EV, a show that we did last week, I'm happy to talk to you about that. There was a lot of good topics that I actually really liked that show. It's pretty good, wasn't it?
I had fun with it for sure.
Yeah.
You know, I definitely learned a lot, about the charging of the vehicles and everything. So,
And you did say that you had spoke to Dave, and David said we'd mentioned something about a pad, like you could drop your phone. You know, like a lot of cars have now, like we're talking about inside, like you can drop your phone on a certain spot.
And it'll automatically charge your phone, right?
Correct. I rented a Ford Edge, and it had that in it. Mm-hmm. So, and you just lay your phone. Doesn't do near as well though as like plugging your, you know what I mean? It's
kind of a
slow charging.
It's the same thing with, I question why they put the Wi-Fi inside the cars, because I bet it's slower than an actual modem that you can get at the house. I bet you have half the speed of something you can get at the house compared to how you charge in the car or you use the Wi-Fi in the car.
But I bet the Wi-Fi in the car, because it's like Sirius radio in that it's satellite. Mm-hmm. So I bet you anything that will get quicker because a lot of people work out of their cars. Right. So that technology. But the whole thing about still even like a charging pad, like I don't know. Do you have one of those for your phone at night? You don't plug in?
Or no,
do you
actually have to plug your phone in? I'm old fashioned. Plug it into the wall and call it good. And hope that the cats don't knock it down and crack my screen like last
time. Oh, no. So I have one of those. And it charges. It's slower than if you plug in the cable with the fast charger, obviously, but it's good for overnight. And the best thing about one of those is it charges till it's 100% and then it knows to stop charging. It's smart. Okay. So therefore it versus plugging your phone in on the fast charger and leaving it there all night, where the battery tends to start to wear out over a year or so, you know, where the life gets shorter.
Yeah.
Using those slow charger pads, the phone seems to last a lot longer. The batteries do, at least inside of them, where they don't start to deteriorate so quickly.
I will say, I do appreciate also just on my phone in general, when I put it on low power mode and I plug it in, it'll automatically tell me what time it'll be fully charged, my battery.
Exactly. So it'll like an hour and 29 minutes or whatever.
Like that. And yeah. I appreciate that too. So, you know, overall, I think our technology is getting better and better. And
it is.
Yeah. And our example of the EVs last week is no surprise to anybody of how well our technology is. And again, while some of the vehicles, I'm surprised on how slow their chargers are going to last. And it definitely depends on where you plug it in and everything like that. I'm still expecting some good things in the EV world.
We have a lot to go still, for exactly. Sure. There's no question about it. But the one thing that we had mentioned is the charging pad. And you said Dave said those do exist.
Yes.
I've never seen one, so I was not aware of that. But thinking about that, if this EV thing really, 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 really takes off the way that they're projecting and they're trying to make all the rules and laws about, any new built houses would have those in the garage built into the concrete.
Absolutely, yes.
So you just buy a house, it has your electric vehicle charger, you just pull in every night and it just slow charges while you sleep, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that idea. So.
Well, I just thought of that. I was like, you know, just like they're talking now, like every house should have solar on it when they build it, you know? Mm-hmm. So, which is not making the electric companies happy.
The only thing missing now is just a creative name for this padding charging station.
We'll come up with that.
Oh, yeah. We have a whole hour.
We have a whole hour to come up with a name for the charge. But my thought to that was that's probably going to happen, mm-hmm. you know? So.
Sooner rather than later.
And then later, after EV vehicles are no longer used anymore, like 40 years down the road, when you buy that house, you'll be like, yeah, that's some old technology over there. That's where we used to park. You know what I'm saying?
I'm telling you, yeah.
So that's how it happens. But we'll see. We'll see, you know. So, but some great stuff. And that was a really great show. I really kind of got into that show because there's so much going on and it's really on the cutting edge in places. And we discuss so many things, you know, about how right now, currently with towing on a lot of these vehicles, you know, they're boasting about it, but the mileage is cut almost in half that you get out of the vehicle.
Right, right. And we were discussing like the Chevy Silverado that's going to be coming out, the new one. If you tow something that's 20,000 pounds, it cuts your battery life by 33% or something like that.
Yeah, something crazy. Down to like 33%.
Down to 33%.
Yeah, I think it's something crazy like
that. Yeah, that's insane. But that's what comes with, you know, you can't have both things. You can't have.
Is that like you can't have your cake and eat it too?
Exactly.
Anyway, I get what you're saying there, but I think that might be remedied over a period of time too with technology. So we'll see.
Yep.
And it's a good point making that because they were talking about like making all semis electric and stuff. Well, how's that going to work out? You're going to have a whole trailer full of batteries. One, the first semi trailer is a battery, and then you'll have triples, and the next two got the stuff in them.
I was going to say, I think I heard something about like an electric company teaming up with Waste Management to make garbage trucks, more electric vehicles that way too. So
no, I've heard of hybrids.
Oh, it was hybrids. Oh, okay, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Then. Okay.
So which that makes sense.
It does.
Oh yeah, because you don't need a big as battery.
Oh.
And you have. I think they were running the diesel motor on a. Not propane. CNG.
Okay.
So compressed natural gas, they're mm-hmm. running them on, and then they have a hybrid system in there also. So just like your hybrid car, kind of.
Okay.
So,
gotcha.
But yeah. Which, you know, saves energy. And you need, obviously, just like a hybrid car, you need less of a battery. area, you know, as far as that goes.
That makes more sense.
Now, a semi truck, you're going to need one heck of a battery. If you're going to run it just on electric, it's going to get crazy. So anyway.
And imagine the cost of that battery too on top of that. Because Tesla batteries are pretty much half the car's cost, you know. So, I mean.
They are.
A semi truck battery for an electric vehicle that way.
And as we talk, Tesla battery technology is totally different from almost all the other hybrid or electric vehicle battery technology.
Right.
They design their battery. It's like a bunch of D cell batteries, kind of. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
You can actually go on a YouTube and Google it. There's a whole video about how they're made. So the technology is totally different than most of the hybrid EV vehicle batteries for the other manufacturers.
I'll take a look at that. That sounds interesting.
It's kind of cool. It's kind of long. It's about 45 minutes long, but it's cool to see the technology and how it's made.
Oh, absolutely.
So you can check it out. So anyway, all right, folks, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. We're talking about anything automotive related. And if you have any discussions, we were just kind of hitting the highlights there of last week and the topics that what we were talking about, a lot about EV vehicles, a little bit about hybrids. Hybrids are kind of old technology now, right?
Something like that. Yeah.
Well, because everybody's pushing for the EV. So we're going to see what happens. It'll definitely be interesting to see. 2035, there's supposed to be nothing but electrical vehicles sold in California.
I bet that generator issue too that we had at the beginning of the show is gonna feel weird to other people too. No more gas run generators by a few years from now too.
So I don't know how that's gonna work out.
Good luck on that.
If you already have one, should you go out and buy one now so that they're grandfathered?
Probably.
Gotcha. All right, in the automotive news, CarMD, Diagnostic Data and Business Solutions Corporation, has released its 2020 CarMD Vehicle Health Index. The report provides an annual look at check engine light related repairs and cost. According to the press release, this year's report could serve as especially useful because new car inventory has been noticeably low and proper reaction to repairs can potentially expand a vehicle's life. They encourage car owners in the automotive aftermarket to reference CarMD Vehicle Health Index to monitor check engine light repair trends, which can help form repair diagnostics, parts purchasing, and lead to extended life. Let's see. Some of the findings in the report include car repair costs going up in price due to aging vehicles overall. The report found that car repair costs went up by 3.6%. Actually, I think that's less than inflation right now. Repairs totaled around $393 on average, and the average vehicle sits at around 12.1 years, they're saying. I don't know about average that. I don't know about that. Well, that could be. I think it's more around 8 to 10 years, but we'll see. The report also found that vehicle age to be an impacting factor on the prevalence of check engine light problems. Vehicles made in 2007 were most likely to need check engine light related repairs over the past year. 2021 vehicles were less likely to need attention, of course. Catalytic converter repair is also addressed. The report states that 2005 to 8 models were among the most likely to need catalytic converter repair. My question on that would be, is that because they failed or is that because they were stolen? Because we all know there's a big problem with them getting stolen these days. Knowledge the high price point of the catalyst because of the materials in them, precious metals, do not usually fail unless another repair, the example of an oxygen sensor is given, is ignored. So as we talk about, leaving your vehicle out of fuel control can damage the catalyst. There's things such as, there were some affordable fixes in here. They talked about 2015, 16, 18, 19 miles that had the highest likelihood of gas cap or automatic fill caps. Which most vehicles come with now. You don't have a gas cap. You take off. Just put it through the thing. The little door seals to keep the evap working properly. So, good stuff. So, auto sales are extremely low in April. Supply chain and inventory blame. So that kind of goes right along with that that ratchet and wrench information that they had there for me. So this is some good stuff, though, as far as that goes. Anyway, there's some good technical service bulletins come out that for different vehicles. Turbo rattle if you own a Cadillac. If you've heard the turbo rattle on your 14 to 16 CTS V Sports and the XTSs with the LF3 twin turbo engine, that's because they're having a problem with those. And cold start Jeep, etc. And Chevy turbo, truck turbo is whining problems. And there's some exhaust leaks on the Buick. So there's some good things. We can talk about more a little later. As we're talking about all kinds of different things here, automotive related. We're going to take our first break, but give us a call here, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. Appreciate you joining us this morning. Remember, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related. Want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STAR certified for coming up on 30 years up there in Escondido, taking care of folks up in North County. Along with West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon. AAA approved, taking care of folks out there in East County for 9 years. West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, right in central San Diego, taking care of folks over there for coming up on 5 years here. And AAA approved and smog certified. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road in Eastgate Mall, AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks over there for over 3 years now, right here in the Golden Triangle. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and my employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason, and that is we have the same philosophy. We never put money ahead of people. Stop in to have your vehicle service repaired and find out what quality automotive and service repair is all about. The West Automotive Group is proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit. We have two different arms that you get a credit card through us, and it can every time you use it, you can use a 6 months no interest. It's a great tool to have to keep your vehicle on the road these days, especially with costs going up and all that. It's nice to have a few months to be able to pay off any repairs or service without any interest, so same as cash. You can stop in and take advantage of our CertiCare transmission diagnosis also. Get online, make an appointment. You think you're having a transmission problem, get it in. Let my experts diagnose it, whatever problem you're having. Let's get it diagnosed properly. Most repairs are one point, and we also see vehicles come in from other facilities that were misdiagnosed and parts put on them that did not fix the problem. That's just money wasted. Let's save you money. Let's get the vehicle diagnosed properly and fixed right the first time. You can also take advantage of our free shuttle rides to or from work or home, along with low-cost rental vehicles at all four locations. Hop on westautomotivegroup.com, and you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. That's westautomotivegroup.com. You can also click on Automan segments, where I'm the Automan on the CW on Friday morning and evening news, and on Fox 5 on Wednesday morning mid-news. You can check out my segments live on the TV stations, or you can actually just check them out there at on my YouTube channel. They're posted after each one live broadcast. You can also go to Auto Talk Radio, and we podcast all the radio Auto Talk shows there, where you can grab them right through our website. That's westautomotivegroup.com. You can make an appointment, see all about us, see everybody that works with us. Some great stuff there. Once again, that's westautomotivegroup.com. 4 convenient locations to take care of you in San Diego County. You can give us a call this morning, though, at 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Our podcasts are also available through Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeart, Radio.com, and TuneIn for everything. All right, David has a question. Let's go to David real quick. Good morning, David.
Good morning. So, as you know, California has the ninth biggest economy in the world.
Yes, sir.
And from what I've understood and what I've researched, energy experts are saying it would at least take 25 or 30 years to stop, to redo our infrastructure, to stop current rolling blackout and energy crisis that we have now without cars being EV. So I don't understand how the ruling party of this state can make a push for something that for electric vehicles that we're not going to be able to accommodate. To me, it sounds like it's a recipe for disaster.
I agree with you. I looking at this, I don't know how they're going to remedy that concern. Boy, they're really going to have to ramp it up if we're going to fix and make that happen. So it's just interesting. They seem to always put the cart in front of the horse when they make a lot of these ideas. I mean, it sounds great, right? You think it's all green, right? It's going to be perfect, right? It's not. I don't. Right. So I agree with you. I don't have the answer for that either. So, but
it's like funny because I don't even know why we're talking about electric vehicles. I'm like, well, if we can't, if everyone is electric vehicles and we can't even sustain the power for that we need now when the majority of cars are fossil.
Correct.
Why do we even talk about it? It's like talking about we're going to have a birthday cake and we don't have the have a birthday party and we don't have the ingredients to make a cake. But we're talking about cakes.
I agree with you. And the only reason we're talking about it is because they're making this big push for it. So, and I just find it interesting as far as that goes. Trust me, I'm a big proponent of, I love my gasoline powered truck. I'm really good with it. It takes me, I can go on motorcycle in the back. I can drive 7 states away from here. All I got to do is stop every now and then, put gas in. It's very convenient. Works out. That's one of the reasons we did the show last week when we were talking about the towing. I was like, you can tow some of these vehicles. You can tow 199 miles. That's it. Can you imagine going 199 miles? And it's not like stopping at a gas station. And it's like you, I mean, it takes time to do this too. And you have to have a charging system set up, you know, nationwide. And I just don't think that, you know, it's going to happen. And boy, don't you know when you're driving and you're going somewhere and you're driving a vehicle that's gasoline powered, you like project like, okay, where do I need to stop to get gas, right?
That's
well,
correct.
If you only get 199 miles, what happens if it's 350 miles to the next charging station? What do you do then?
Well, you know, I've thought about that, and I tell you what my idea is and what I'm hoping, or it's not necessarily my idea, but I agree with that. Is that you would need, and the only remedy to that is you would need all major fuel suppliers, Shell, Chevron, BP, you know, all the majors to switch over, and all the car manufacturers that are EV from Tesla to new Silverados, they would all have to agree and get on board to all have an interchangeable battery that would accommodate all vehicles, and then Chevron, Shell, these companies would have automation replacement of batteries, like when you get a propane, you know, for your gas grill.
Exchange out.
Turn it cold. So if there was a machine that could very quickly and precisely change out the battery, so you drive to, from San Diego to, let's say, Bakersfield or Fresno, and then there's a changing system that you pay, just like you're paying for gas, it changes out your battery. Now you can go all the way to Washington.
But the way they're designed right now, I mean, most of these batteries to replace are anywhere from 3 hours to 6 to 7 hours to replace a battery inside one of these cars. So that's going to be hard. I mean, it would have to be like a slide in, slide out the side of the car or something like that.
Propane, you know, your propane's low, right? You got a party coming. You're like, oh, God. So you go to the local propane thing. You do a switch out where you turn in your old propane. They recycle. They have one ready to go. So this battery would already be charged. And it would have to be able to be interchangeable with all EV cars. All manufacturers would have to be in agreement. And that's the only way I can see of relieving any type of extra added stress on the grid.
Gotcha. What I see probably happening more, though, would be like all these gas stations now, they will only have like one or two diesel or gas pumps. And every other spot on there will be a fast charge for an EV. So that's more, but you will still spend at least 30 minutes in that spot. So, right. And you'll, you know, and the gas station will charge for that. That's more of a network I could see starting to happen. But once again, you're going to be overloading the grid if we don't change the whole way this works, because power-wise, right. We don't have that.
We don't have it. It frustrates me when I hear, you know, the local government saying, we need to push EV. And then this, you know, 2 weeks later, you know, turn your lights off. We're going to have a rolling power grid. It's conserve energy, California. It's like,
yeah.
And on top of that, that whole gasoline generator being banned by 2028. They also announced by 2024, they're going to get rid of gas powered leaf blowers and lawnmowers too. Mm-hmm. So that's even more power that's going to be used too on top of that. So,
well, they have some amazing electric leaf blowers and lawnmowers, but it's not getting you from one place to another.
No, I know. Yeah. I'm just saying you're still going to have to get
charge
rid-
it.
Yeah, you're still going to have to charge it, and that's going to take more power too. So, that's all I was saying.
I agree. Hey,
guys, great show. I love tuning in, listening to you guys. You guys are always really interesting. I'm a big car guy. I'm an old classic car guy. So obviously for me, I'm going to have to drive all around town to fill up my 71 Nova SS. I hope they don't take my Nova from me. That's all I care about.
So. Yeah, they'll have to pry it out of your cold hands, I'm sure. That's the same way I feel about my 67 Mustang.
I have to and make noises like,
Hey, David, thanks for calling in and thanks for listening. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. You too. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye. So great comments there. But I agree with him. They don't have this structurally set up. They really don't. And it's going to be so... When our governor came out and signed this thing in at 2035, there'll be nothing but I thought you might want to be signing in something about how you're going to fix all this to make it work, because although still at 2035, all that says is you can't sell anything but electric cars in California. It doesn't say anything about all the ones that are still here and people still driving. 2034, I have this idea there's going to be a lot of gasoline cars and diesel trucks that are bought and sold.
Yep, I couldn't agree more.
It's going to be if I was a franchise dealer, I'd be like, I have my inventory like built, man. You know what I mean? Ready to go. We're going to have a record year, I guarantee you, because then we're going to have nothing but electric cars. Yeah. We'll see what happens. All right, folks, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. We're going to take our last break here real quick. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM. Right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock. Hey, guys, I want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. Interstate Batteries are the highest quality batteries out there. We do not stock nor sell any other battery at the West Automotive Group for one simple reason. They are the number one technician recommended battery worldwide. If you need a battery for your vehicle, hop on westautomotivegroup.com. Make an appointment, get in, and we will install an Interstate battery for you, because they are truly the highest quality batteries out there. No question about it. If you need a battery for any other need, check them out. They got a battery for everything. Let me tell you, I buy my batteries for the battery backup, for the servers, all this thing, everything through them. 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Battery, a battery for every need. All right. So, hey, by the way, one other thing I want to talk about that goes along with electricity just a little bit. Here in California, we're going to talk about your governor one more time. He's getting ready to sign in another gas tax. And it looks like about 5.6% increase. When we already have the highest gas tax in the nation, as far as statewide, California. So, you know, I don't know. We need to, yeah. It's just another push, I feel like, to get you towards your EV vehicle, unfortunately, that you all will be buying, and then they'll have to ration electricity to you to charge your car, and you won't be able to go anywhere half the time. So that's all I got to say. I don't know what to tell you about that. And we're talking about it because it's a good discussion to have. Like, how is this all going to work out, which is important. So we'll see. It is what it is. I'm keeping an eye on it. We'll keep talking about it and going from there. But yeah, there it looks like he's going to sign in another major gas tax, another 5.6% increase, which is going to hit everybody in your pocketbook really hard. There's no question in my mind. So not a good thing whatsoever. Just that. Let's real quick. We're going to grab Bodie. My good friend Bodie. Bodie, Carlsbad Auto Show is going on, you're going to say?
No, tomorrow, Coronado.
Oh, the Coronado. Oh, gotcha. Very cool.
It's a big show that probably have 150, maybe 200 cars on display. It's free. It starts at 9 o'clock. And so I'm going to spend the night on my buddy's couch, so I'll be there early.
There you go. Is that the one where they do that they always did in Coronado at the base before?
I don't know. You can go online and see the location. It's in town.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's in town. Okay, so it's an auto show. It's not the I forget. They used to do a race out there on the tarmac every year, and then they kind of stopped it. I don't know if they're going back to it or not. So.
They used to do that at the old stadium. Like the course, a little.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. And they had like all the Cobras were out there, the Cobra Club, and all those. It was a vintage race, is what it was.
Yeah.
I don't know if they do that anymore or not.
I don't know.
Have to ask my good friend Dave Stahl.
Yeah, have you go online and they'll have the details will be somewhere.
All right, but it's in Coronado.
It's in Coronado.
Okay, yeah, so because Brendan put on here Carlsbad Auto Show, and I was like, hey, there's a Carlsbad Auto Show?
I messed up, okay.
So here's clean, of course, and it's a generational joke, is what happens when you cross a gorilla in a computer?
I don't know.
So if you knew the old 60 Minutes lineup, it was you get a hairy reasoner?
Bodie, you have to be like over 50 to know that joke. Pretty close, huh?
I'm almost 80.
Almost 80.
I still run around like a kid, and I get work 3-4 hours. All I do is get a little water, a couple of candy bars, and a bathroom break, and I just work solid.
I know you do, man. You're amazing too. I know. I've met you a couple times, and I know you. You keep it going. You're doing really well, brother.
It's maintenance. I've got a 1999 Acura 2.2 CL automatic transmission four cylinder.
Mm-hmm.
You can hardly hear the car run.
Those were nice cars, and I know how well you take care of your vehicles. That's why it runs that way, my friend.
Well, you know, I used to have a shop, and I detail my buddy's car, his wife's car, customer's cars in La Mesa. Every once in a while, I'll call him Joe. I say, Joe, I said, I need the valves adjusted. I need the 44 GK process. Okay, boy, just bring it in.
Uh-huh. There you go. There you go.
It works. It's, you know, people talking about bartering. It's like people have been bartering for centuries. Duh.
Yes, they have. There's no lie about that. They have been for a long time.
Thanks for being there and putting up with me.
Hey, thanks for listening, Bodie. Good to hear from you as always. You have yourself a wonderful, safe weekend.
Hey, y'all. Say hi to Kevin.
I will do so. Take care. Bye. So, hey, a good point. A good listener just texted me, shot me an email, actually, here. And so in 2013, good old Elon had designed Model S. It's designed to allow a fast battery swap. Exchange your battery for fully charged battery in less than half the time it takes to refill a gas tank. Huh. This offers Model S drivers another even faster option when recharging while driving long distances. Interesting. There's a video of it, too, if you want to Watch it.
A video about Elon Musk? Nah, I'm okay. Thank you.
It's a test. No, it's not about Elon Musk. It's about the battery swap.
Oh, okay. So, well, yeah. if it has Elon in it, though, I don't know. I'm getting tired of him pretty much because he's constantly in the news and everything.
So. Yeah, you know. But Steve, who listens all the time, shot this over to me. So they demonstrated the concept that we were just talking about. So it is possible, I guess, then. But once again, you still have to charge that battery into the car. Mm-hmm. And Brendan says our infrastructure will not handle that. Am I correct?
Right. Yeah. They're going to put their money budget towards everything else besides our infrastructure.
See, I agree with you. Looking at our infrastructure, I know it won't handle it. So it's just one of those things. But, you know.
I want to look this up again, but I think we have the third worst infrastructure in all of America behind two other California cities, San Francisco and L.A. I think San Diego.
Oh, city-wise.
Yeah, city-wise.
Well, it's old.
Yeah. But I'll double check that before I...
But nationally, the infrastructure isn't set up for this either. Right. I mean, if you just look at it nationally in general,
mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, I agree.
We're going to need some nuclear power plants put back.
Yep, that's for sure, yes.
So, and I don't think they're going to do that either. So, anyway, we'll see. All right, let's grab Bruce in Carlsbad real quick. Good morning, Bruce.
Morning. With respect to the USPS, the postal trucks, postal service,
yes, sir.
They have a contract now, and it's from Oshkosh Defense, mm-hmm. and that's to replace 165,000 of their current trucks. The current trucks were built by Grumman,
correct.
And Grumman is keeping them pasted together. Continue to supply the parts from them. They're breaking down. But anyway, even before that, if you remember, AM General had the Jeep-looking
yep.
vehicles.
Yep.
So, all right. Now, if you look at the Oshkosh, it's a very modern-looking vehicle. And the contract was signed, so they're going to be the builder of them. But the contract was signed when gas prices were cheap. Oshkosh did have an electronic variation that was available, but they went primarily with the gasoline, and now they're getting lawsuits because of that.
USPS is getting lawsuits or Oshkosh?
USPS.
Yeah, because
they're getting hit by the Democrat Party and environmentalists to get more electric vehicles. And so as of right now, they're not producing any vehicles until this is all resolved. But
wow. Well, that explains why your mail never makes it to you, because the Grumman vehicle yeah. breaks down and the guy can't carry it all. So therefore...
You got it. And I saw that firsthand last week. The mail never came. And then later at night, like 6 o'clock, I saw two Grumman mail trucks. So
was there a chain hooked to one and one was dragging the other or
something like that? No, there wasn't. They were late. And they knew it. So they had two Grummans out there. Anyway, I just thought it's interesting that it's been backburnered for a while until this is resolved. But you can go online and research it to see the,
gotcha.
The trucks, and they look a good deal like the Ford Transits, only bigger.
Gotcha. And the Grumman vehicles are of age without question. Most of them are like 20 years old. I believe.
That's right.
So, and they got a lot of miles on them. And I want to be clear, we're not knocking the postal people at all. That's not what it, but the quality of their equipment to get the mail to you is questionable. That's what we're talking about. So I don't want anybody getting upset thinking that, you know, I know our postal people work really hard and I appreciate the job they do. So, but the equipment they're being supplied with to get the mail to you is not the greatest.
That's right. It's amazing that Grumman is still keeping them held together with their parts.
Although my mail guy now has a Sprinter, because I see him deliver the mail, and he opens the door, and I asked him, how do you like this? He said, the other one was set up better, I thought, until I started using this one, and it's way better. So here in Escondido, here in San Diego, but up in Escondido, so I'm sure there's quite a few of those they're using too. They're new. Those are newer.
The Sprinter, yeah, it's newer, but that's primarily for commercial deliveries. It's a good deal larger than the Grumman's.
Correct.
And that's not the one that they'll ever be using on a regular basis. It will be the Oshkosh.
Well, and my guy probably uses that because we all have those big gang boxes at the end of the street. He doesn't go door to door, you know. So he stops and he fills all those. And then he goes to the next area that has a big gang box and fills all those. So I guess that's kind of commercial. He gets a lot more done.
Yeah, you'll see those in any neighborhood, including our own. If they have large packages, a big delivery of some kind, then they'll come out with a Sprinter.
Gotcha. Very cool. All right,
my
friend.
Great talking to you guys again.
Great talking to you too, Bruce. Have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening.
Okay, thank you.
Take care. Bye. Good, great comments, though, as far as that goes, when it comes to different things going on. But yeah, their equipment, all those little ones, have lots of problems. Those little postal vehicles, they're getting old. They're getting up there in age. And Grumman does still supply parts for them. I see some people that work on those things. I don't know. But they're pretty simple vehicles, too. But probably not the best emissions-wise. Probably not. So, anyway, all good stuff. So, talking about multiple things today, obviously. But as I said, you can give us a call here at 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. The show I kind of wrote was about the auto industry and careers for everyone. Maybe you're a person who likes to work with your hands and solve problems. A career in auto service and repair offers a variety in day-to-day work, along with the sense of a job well done when returning a repaired vehicle to its owner. And that's kind of like, we're the people, when we talk about... I do a lot of stuff with AutoCare.org, but when we talk about the auto industry, and we're considered, repair facilities are considered the people that throw the box away. That's what they call us, because we're actually the people that install the parts. But there sure is a big infrastructure outside of us when it comes to parts delivery and distribution and everything else that goes along with it. So if you're looking for an opportunity to work with people, thanks to great communication skills and a knack for customer service, your personality fits a career as a service advisor, estimator, manager, parts professional. All these jobs require interaction with folks. We'll take a little deeper dive in here as we got a few minutes and talk about there's a lot of high demand to find a position that lets you do what you love a lot of times. So... employment options are endless, but you can work in many different settings, including collision and mechanical repair facilities, which is where mechanical and repair and service facilities, the West Automotive Group is. There's a lot of collision centers. Obviously, that's same thing in the automotive industry that has a lot to do with parts and collision repair and all that. There's, of course, new car dealers, which has to do with sale of cars and things like that. Parts stores, which you need those. Then you got to consider all the manufacturers and distributors throughout the United States when it comes to items such as, like Bilstein in KYB and all these people that manufacture all the automotive parts. That's a big industry here in the U.S. And then the WDs, which is the distributors that distribute all those parts and warehouse and send them out to the small parts stores and all the things that go on along with that to make it so that we get our parts and things. So that's a big infrastructure there, and there's a lot of jobs in that also. Insurance companies. Insurance companies have adjusters for when cars get in collisions and all that. That's part of the automotive industry too. And then educational institutes, which we need more and more people out there training and teaching. And even if you can't train or teach because you're not a part of their administrative positions for helping to manage, things and stuff like that. I mean, there's people that work in social media that work in the automotive field. There's people that work. I mean, so there's all different kinds of career paths inside the automotive field. Just something to think about if you're looking. There's paint techs, service advisors, collision estimators, repair shop owners, parts professionals, machinists. You have to machine parts, right? So you got to get them right. So there's a lot, and once again, a lot of career paths. Starting to be some better training out there available to do all kinds of things. So when you think of automotive, you can't just think of, being a technician or just your service center. There's a lot of other parts and components out there. So if anybody ever wants to know any more about this, you can always just reach out to me. You can email me at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. Or if you have a youngin' that's interested, you know, in getting in the automotive field, there's all kinds of direction to take to do so, which can turn into an amazing career. I mean, it's all I've ever done all my life. So spent a few years in the military, but other than that, been just doing the automotive thing, and I enjoy it. And it's done good for my family. It's done good for my brother's family and everybody else that I know that's in the automotive field. Oh, it looks like they're doing the 60th running of the antique drags. They're probably doing that. I wonder if they're doing it out at whatchamacallit. Well, if you've never seen the antique drags, I used to run my Mustang out there. So a gentleman named Russ started at Carlsbad Raceway, and they ran it there till 97, where we used to run it. Now it's out at Barona, and 2003 is where it started after they got rid of Carlsbad Raceway. So there you go. All cars 1978 and older, and I got involved in running the Mustang out there. The gentleman, Russ, was the uncle of a good friend of mine, started taking the Mustang out there and having a good time. So if you have anything 74 or older and you want to run it out there, it's good. Antique drags is good, fun stuff. And you'll see some beautiful cars out there for sure. You know, as far as that goes, a good friend of mine, a guy that I know, Dennis McDonald, used to run his goat out there, and he had a supercharged goat that was fast as heck. So just some good stuff. It's good to go out and watch, too, if you just want to take the kids out. They have everything up to nitro-fueled cars that they run for the antique drag. So a lot of old-school stuff, beautiful cars, fun stuff for sure. Anyway, just another thing to get doing. We're coming into summer here a little bit. Here in San Diego, we're heading that way, right?
Yep.
Getting close.
Yep.
May is, Sunday, May 1st?
Yep, that's right.
Oh, wow, man.
Yeah, May Day.
Yeah. Oh.
That's right.
Is it May Day?
Yeah, May 1st is May Day.
Do you have a May Day pole at your house?
No, I just know.
Do you know what that is?
No, I don't know. I do know that May Day is the most insane time of the year in Seattle, because every time in Seattle, when I lived up there in Washington, every college student goes out to try to protest any sort of thing that they want to do, and it goes hectic up there. So,
I think that's just
an everyday life in Seattle.
Yeah, that's not some place I want to live. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm good.
Did you hear about the recalls going on this week in vehicles? We have a 2020 through 2022 Ford vehicles. About 250,000 of them are getting recalled because of a. They said that even if you put your car in brake, it'll still roll somehow and backwards.
The parking brake?
Yeah.
Okay.
And also the windshield wipers can break on you all of a sudden too, as well.
That's terrible if it's pouring down rain and they go flying off while you're going down the road.
Next thing you know, you got a cracked windshield and it's just scraping your windshield.
Well, either that or they just fly off. You can't see where you're going either.
True. Lexus also recalled some 2022 cars because there's some spot welds that are missing between the body panels and the front shock absorber mounting areas, which could separate your front shock absorbers too, as well.
That sounds very safe.
Yeah, right. 2022, the Jeep Compass, their head restraints weren't welded properly. And lastly, 2015 Buick Enclave, Chevrolet Traverse, and GMC Arcade Acadias.
Acadia.
Yeah, airbag malfunctions.
Oh, yeah. Them.
So those are your recalls. Those
boys,
this week.
Those cars, most of them, except for the last ones you mentioned, haven't even made it out of the gate much.
Yeah, exactly. 2022.
How many of them could have been sold already?
I'm telling you. It's a matter of, I'm guessing.
They start selling them in September of 2021. So
it's got to be about quantity over quality for them, I'm thinking. And they're just rushing it to try to get some car sales in there, probably. But. That's not good.
There was a chip missing and all these things went wrong.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So
one of those things, huh?
Yep.
Well, yeah, So, but we always, you'd be surprised all the recalls that come down regularly. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that happens.
For sure.
As far as that goes. Mm-hmm. But, Yeah, it's just cars, especially with all the electronics and everything we put on them. I mean, there's always issues, and everything, and most stuff is done on an assembly line anyway, so like the spot welds and all that. So they probably had a programming error that it skipped spot welds on a certain number of vehicles.
But that could still be pretty serious accidents that could happen with your absorbers.
Oh, I wasn't taking the seriousness out of it. I know.
Yeah, I'm just, it's scary to read that kind of recall coming out of nowhere from Lexus and Ford, for sure. Ford less so, except for the windshield wiper part, but the rolling backwards, I'm just imagining the guy.
That could be serious too, because people get there was a guy not long ago that got out of his car, the door was open, didn't put it, rolled backward, pinned him between a tree and the car door, and he died. So you can get run over by your own car, trust me.
I think I actually know the guy you're talking about personally.
It happened here in San Diego.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm, sure. So unfortunate scenario there. It's not good. We want to prevent that if at all possible. All right, everybody, San Diego and everybody else out there, thanks for joining me today. I always love having you all be part of the show, and thanks for all the call-ins. Kevin will be back next week, and we'll be live, of course. So we do look forward to bringing you Auto Talk Radio once again next Saturday morning from 7 to 8. Hey, do me a favor. Tell all your friends. People are often asking. It's been a couple years we've been here at 1170, and we had switched from the other radio station that I won't mention. But let your friends know where we're at so they can tune in and listen in. We appreciate you all being part of the show for sure. San Diego and everybody else out there, keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. Till next week, this has been Auto Talk Radio on The Answer 1170 AM and 96.1 FM. We'll see you then.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com, and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.
This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.